And right now I have a special guest joining me on the phone. He is the National Commander of the American Legion, Bill Uxford. Did I pronounce your last name correctly, sir?
That is correct.
Excellent. And the virus is affecting everybody. What is the American Legion doing in regards to the virus?
Well, Nelson, we have recommended that the Legion Post adopt the physical contact rule established by the government. So many Legion Posts are closed. They are not. They do not have restaurants or bars or those kind of canteens open. But we have continued to stress maintaining contact. And when we think about maintaining contact, the social aspect of that with the teleconferencing, Skype, Zoom, the phone, those things are always are things that we are using to maintain contact with our members.
You know, I imagine it's hard. My dad's a member, and he's a veteran as well. And when you're used to perhaps going in every week and maybe perhaps playing cards or seeing your friends, it's really hard to distance yourself and get out of those routines of going in. Kind of a hardship on a lot of people.
It really is. Many veterans across the country use their Legion Posts as their social outlet, and to be able or to eliminate those things because the government thinks it's necessary is a difficult adjustment that many veterans have to make.
You know, one of the Legions around here has a regular fish fry at least a couple times every month, and they've had to cease having the fish fries, and for a lot of folks, that's one of their favorite activities is going to the Legion and, you know, enjoying their fish fry. So many activities put on hold, but do you anticipate the Legion's opening back up here in the near future?
Well, I think if we listen to what the Secretary of the VA said yesterday, I was on a phone conference with him. He seems to think and is looking at the curve is flattening. We are making progress. The number of infections are diminishing. So we do see, and this would depend on our government's recommendations. Those posts will open when and if we think it's safe. But that's our biggest concern. We want to protect the health and well-being of our veterans as well as the people that they are exposed to and interact with.
You know, since you're all over the country, different areas were affected differently. Do you think perhaps maybe some Legions will open before others because of where they're located?
I'm sure that will be the case. According to the secretary from yesterday, the Midwest, west of the Mississippi, there appears to be a good less number of people infected by the virus in that area of the country. So as those potential exposures are limited and dropping, I would say, I would see they could be maybe one of the first to have the opportunity to open back up and resume normal operations.
You know, for our listeners out there that are members of the American Legion, is there a good place for them to go to find out? Obviously, they're probably in contact with each other on the phone, like you mentioned, but to find out nationally how things are going with the American Legion?
Well, you could always go to our national website on the World Wide Web. It's legion.org, or the Department of Ohio has a Legion website. You could go check up and follow through on that, or your local Legion post might be a good place. If they're probably not open, but somebody might be there to answer a question or to follow up on a need or a special request or just a way to answer a question. So the national website is legion.org. The Ohio website would be the Department of Ohio, and the local Legion Post, great places to start.
Excellent. Well, Bill Uxford, a pleasure having you on, and hopefully the American Legions will be up and running here soon, and we'll get back to somewhat normal. Let's hope.
Well, we hope.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Well, certainly my pleasure, and it's a privilege to represent the 3 million member American Legion family.
All right, sir. Well, thank you so much, and stay safe.
You
thank
too.
You. Bye-bye.